Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is enjoying this conversation with Livio, still at the Zabar chocolate stand, because again, I wasn't so far off by saying that the cocoa bean and the coffee bean are distant cousins, because as you know, in the coffee bean you've got the Arabica bush and you've got the Robusta bush. A huge difference in quality, a huge difference in actually the caffeine content as well. Now I've just learned, and it is a learning curve in the chocolate world as well, that there are actually three bushes or three trees. Are they trees in the cacao?
Yeah, you can call it a tree.
Okay.
So definitely you have three different sorts. One that covers 90% of the world production, which is the Forasteros. So that's a good chocolate, but that's not the best. It's even the lowest quality between the three.
And when you say quality, why? What's the characteristic of that?
It's going to be a little bit bitter. Mm-hmm. That's the point. But that's a tree that is resistant. And
cheaper,
mm-hmm. and resistant, so you can go on with the production. And that's this tree. This tree produce the beans that you're going to use for the blend. Then you have two others, and mainly you have the Criollos. And the Criollos is fragile, but that's produce the best chocolate in the world because it's not bitter at all. But it can take disease easily, so it's a big investment to produce only Criollos. But when you have chocolate maker that do from A to Z, everything, like the refaction, getting the beans in the jungle, they look for the Criollos.
Sure.
The Criollos produce you the best dark chocolate you can have. And then you have a mix between the two, Criollos and Forasteros, which is the Trinideros.
Okay.
So that's the three differences.
So which country would actually grow more the Criollos?
Actually, for example, you go in Venezuela and you have the specific Nacional chocolate. This is a Criollos.
Mm-hmm.
So Criollos is something you go and look into the jungle for. Oh, I found a Criollos tree. Let's try it in my field and look how it grows.
Okay.
And make some crossing.
Yeah.
Because it's really a fragile tree.
So crossbreeding, actually.
Yes, crossbreeding trees.
Okay.
But that's the chocolate you're looking for if you want to develop an excellent dark chocolate.
Mm.
If you're looking for the blends, you go for the Forasteros.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's the chocolate, the guys that produce chocolate is going to look for a blend that allows him to take out the bitterness
to have. The chocolatiers, I mean, are getting more and more refined. But there are some, and I'm thinking of Zotta in Austria because I've come across him last month, is they really say from bean to bar. So
exactly.
They actually do everything. And again, it's similar to the coffee industry,
mm-hmm.
and the artisan coffee roasters. They try and go to origin and try and help the farmers
exactly.
at source
exactly.
and help them produce the best quality and then also pay them a fair price. Because
so
as you know...
You can be sure that's going to be Criollos.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's really fascinating. I'm so glad I stopped here. And thank you for letting me taste quite a few of your chocolates. Maybe I should do a review on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, on these delicious coffees. We're going to have a little chat later.
We have a nice website. Site on www.zabar.com.
Zabar is that Zabar. So check it out. And they're from Belgium and they are buying in the best chocolates.
We try to, definitely.
Yes, the best cocoa beans. Great. Okay, well, it was fascinating talking to you. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is now almost on the way back to HQ in Tooting. Why? Because I need a coffee.